Mind control. Another brick in the wall. Pretty good segue. Welcome. I'm so disturbed. It's so bad. Oh. You think you could be happy for a day?
We approach the end of the age, a time when all will be revealed.
Jesus with an AK-47. Oh, God, I feel bad.
Welcome to the Zep Report. How are you? Step right on in and find a clue.
Yeah. Well, we hope to find more than a clue in Jesus, but, you know, we're at war, and we mustn't forget that. We are at war. Please understand we are at war. And I was so... greetings in the name of the Most High, first of all. Thank God for another day to live. And a chance to do something right. I'm so disturbed from the Women's March that of all the things I can't even process, because I saw something. I understood it on a very deep level. And I want you to, I may have some references that are like, you know, books or movies and things. But very much, I got the same vibe. Do you recall The Handmaid's Tale? It was a book, a famous book, and then they made a movie out of it. And, it was about a dystopian, you know, a future totalitarian kind of thing there, but there was a scene there in The Handmaid's Tale that I never forgot and left a deep imprint on me. And I've tried to shake it over the years, but it had happened before too, with a Betty Davis miniseries that was about witchcraft, called The Secret of Harvest Home. Now I'm going way back into the 70s here with that, so you might not remember, or you might not have ever seen that. In The Handmaid's Tale, there was a scene where the women, and it's foggy in my memory, but I mean it was the same vibe I got yesterday, which for people who don't go along with the totalitarian regime, it was the women that killed this guy in the crowd, right? You know, because he was a rebel or something. And the women were like the women in the marching. And then I realized, oh, geez, it doesn't need to make sense, because what they really want to do is kill you. And that's what it's really all about. It's not about anything else but killing. And just like I saw there in the crowd, they took this guy out, the women protecting their totalitarian regime. The whole point of this march is the totalitarian global regime, the entire point. So it doesn't matter that they don the hijab and go with and are organized by a, you know, and CNN too. They're the enemy, the total enemy, enemy of you. They want to kill you. And they... we're congratulating themselves over the Women's March, but you've got to back up and say, well, where is this going? It's going to global totalitarianism and slavery and the eradication of males, ultimately, with the idea of, you know, that this, I just, it goes a little bit sci-fi too, you know, into that, you know, birth rights will be, you know, decided who should give birth and who shouldn't. And things like that. And it's very much the women's coven. It's the women's coven. It was, I saw all these witches, and that's all they are, witches. In general, no, let me generalize, all witches. With no exception except maybe brainwashed idiots. And Donald Trump is the focus because he represents the guy that was killed, you know, the rebel, the guy who's going to stand up, you know, with the testosterone, because it's all about castrating the male. That's why CNN exists, to castrate the males, to castrate the males, to make everything docile, to feminize everything. That's the whole point of all the human rights. It's all about feminizing, and so there's no fight back. Donald Trump represents everything that they hate. It doesn't matter if he does good for everybody. It doesn't matter anything. It's total war. It's global war, and it's violent war, because they're going to pick up the ISIS training and ISIS and weaponry, and somehow they're going to get a hold of weapons, and they're going to start trying to terrorize the cities that way, because they feel there's no opposition. They feel that, you know, these they want to kill all the white males. The women marching, they want to kill all the white males. And, you know, from a symbolic standpoint, it's castration of all males. But to kill the white males, you know, is basically coming into eugenics, into totalitarian barbarism. It's this whole vision, but it all goes back to the coven, back to the witches, and back to the original sisterhood that makes the kings and does the thing. That's a very, very, you saw the celebrities also, the people under mind control by celebrity. They let celebrities and train them and tell them what to do. And, but make no mistake, they intend to overthrow everything and kill everyone. And, you know, it's a, it just all depends when, you know, the trigger goes. But yeah, if it comes down to it, you know, you're dealing with ISIS funded, fueled by Soros, and this whole thing fueled by Soros and CNN. CNN is the enemy. You see someone that works for CNN, you understand that's the enemy, right? You understand they want to kill you. Okay? Understand, or Washington, any of these people, they want to kill. They made it known yesterday they want to kill. Because the sort of protest on the inauguration and the next day, both are the same protest. They're the same people, and it's been so disturbing that not only could I not sleep. I think I got maybe 1 or 2 hours. I went in and I had to finish. I put some lyrics to this song that I've been kind of working on, that I played some of the instrumental part for you, because I just was so disturbed. I couldn't sit in my skin. Something is so, you know, just like when I saw things like the equilibrium thing, and you know, I saw it from, you know, before there was ever any Trump or any election or anything. I just saw this thing coming, and then it came, and I believe it's going to complete to fruition. But you see, it threatens this light and the people of the light and all that, threaten this global witchcraft order, which is what it is. The old witchcraft, Satan, the witchcraft, the system, the mind control, the slavery, the harvesting. In The Secret of Harvest, Home with Bette Davis, it was a matriarchy where the women would, if you spoke out of turn or did anything, they would, you know, she would carry these scissors on her hip and like cut your tongue out, gouge your eyes out, or maybe, you know, cut your thing off. I mean, that it was that kind of thing. It was that. You know, they ran everything, and they would groom the male to be killed at the end of the year, and that was a big celebration, and then he would be sacrificed. You know, there was human sacrifice. And it triggered me so bad for, I guess, early childhood memories or something, that I couldn't function for a long time. You know, it was the matriarchy aspect of it that goes to the totalitarian and to the mass executions and to the genocide by the women. The women commit the genocide. The women commit the atrocities. The women commit the castration of the male, the eradication of, you know, whatever, the eugenics, getting rid of, you know, types and whatever they don't want. The hijab representing the totalitarian state, the implacable, the women pining for women's rights while wearing the hijab. Things just don't add up, do they? And yet, you know, and then of course the other thing is what I found is that nobody, like if you said, what rights do you want that you don't have now? And then they can't answer. They get triggered. That's how stupid these women are. Or you say another thing, but it doesn't matter. They're a mob now. It's death du jour. It's going to be mass death. I mean, you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people having to be put to death because they're not right for this utopia. Now, that's not come to fruition. We have also this other thing going on right now that Donald Trump represents. But Trump represents, like when you talk to them, they say something like, well, he's KKK, he's Adolf Hitler. We can't go back to the past. We've got to forge ahead for human rights. And what you really understand is, you know, now some of the things I've said about, you know, the killing, this is, you know, if everything went, you know what I mean, perfect, if all the dominoes fell perfectly, you'd wind up with a killing machine. To me, all I saw was murderous women that want to cut, you know, men's balls off at the least and sacrifice them at the most. Either way. You know, and just is man-hating and then baby-killing. So that's the big sacrament of the witchcraft of the Satanists. That's why when they had Satanists appearing and they had, like, Lucifer jackets, those are not Satanists. When they said they're parading around in their hoods and robes, that's not Satanists. Satanists is where they kill people. You know, Satanists is when the airplane goes down. And it was a sacrifice. You know, that's Satanism. And the people behind it are the Satanists. That's these people that, you know, have the pentagrams and the accoutrements and the makeup and the hair, they're nothing. They're just buffoons, clowns. They're not who you worry about. Let's put it that way. The mean-spiritedness of Ashley Judd, who is completely insane, and like most people in Hollywood, because they're all pedophiles, is protecting her right to kill children and protecting her right to abuse children. I think I sense that very strongly, because her saying that, you know, something about a wet dream and with Ivanka, with Donald Trump, it's a wet dream with his daughter. In other words, that portended to incest, and then I remember reading something about her incestuous being abused by her mother or whatever. And so, you know what I mean? And so there is so this is somebody that's not healed, that's unhinged, that should not be listened to. But people are trained to listen to celebrities and do what they're told. Celebrities are the most evil thing that we've ever created. And they must be put down and with vehemence. You cannot let these people into your life. You can't let them speak to you. They must be put down with extreme prejudice. In other words, because they have voices that tend to seep in, they put them there as the leaders. You have to be doubly cautious, triply cautious, and make sure you shut them out in order to stay free. No, you don't have to kill them. I mean, no, we don't kill anything here. It's all spiritual warfare here. But the bottom line is they will, you know, they want to lead. Basically, you know, the males that were traipsing around with these women were all castrated. The last one of them. There were no men among them. I didn't see any, not even one. I saw the InfoWars guys, Owen Schroyer and you know, some other, you know, Alex Jones and a few others that were out there. Not too many people, but I saw them. They were men. But you know, it's a very disturbing thing. I'm very, very shaken. I'm very upset, and I'm very you know, I've been, you know, I 1 o'clock I was in the studio working on the music because I didn't know where else to go. You know, it was just too early to do one of these broadcasts, and I couldn't believe I was so awake on 2 hours sleep. And then I realized this thing got me, and you know, it really got me on this deep level that got me before. In other words, it got me before. And here's what I think is going on with me, why it gets me, trigger whatever. It's because of unresolved issues in my childhood, obviously being exposed to some sort of witchcraft, some kind of killing, you know what I mean? Something like that, something awful. And I've never really dealt with it, you know, and I'm not going to deal with it now. I wish I was never born there. I wish I was just, you know, I wish I was never, Yeah, I cursed the womb. I you know, it's nice, you know, I guess in some way, but to be alive. But I've, you know, there's just some unresolved thing there that tends. It's about this witchcraft, you know. It's something unresolved there. It's about this witchcraft and this thing over men, you know, this thing over men, that they run the world. And that everyone must comply. It's just something that's been bothering me, you know, just like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, how the witch had the army there, the men that were just being very compliant and doing everything they're told. There's just something in this that's really triggering to me. Something very disturbing about these. And I would, you know, of course, never befriend anyone that would ever, you know, I mean, I guess there may be some. Well, no, there aren't any. I'm sorry. It's a spirit they're caught up in. There are no ignorant ones. They're all in the knowing. They all know, nod, wink, what's going on. They want to rip Trump's balls off. They want to castrate him and make sure that no further males like him could ever be born. And they feel they have the power to actually do that sort of thing. That's the hidden thing. That's, you know, that's the spirit deep down in this whole thing that's motivating these people. There is no, like, human rights thing motivating them. None. Zero, zilch, and nada. What's motivating them is power and the lust for that power. The knowing they've just about got it and knowing that they focus everything on Trump. And, you know, the Pied Piper, this whole thing, I guess, is Soros and his son, Alex Soros. And then other people, you know, behind it, you know, the Brennan, the ex-CIA people, spooks, all kinds of people that are working for this Luciferian order, which is a matriarchy. Right? And they see it in the future, and they see Trump as a threat. So they mobilize worldwide. All these women are connected in the spirit. They're all identical, all the same woman. And by the way, you let these women into your life, they'll kill you. You see a lot of them, you know, in high society where the guy gets bumped off and, you know, the widow goes on and, you know, it's just, it's it's wickedness on a level that most people cannot even comprehend. And of course they oversee all the pedophilia. Of course they oversee the human trafficking. Of course that's their trade. That's their stock in trade. In a way, this march was all about protecting the pedophiles, protecting the Pizzagate. I mean, that's what the march was for, isn't it? Because Trump represents the draining of the swamp in that regard, and they represent the filling of it up to the brim, even more. So when you go LGBTQ, because it's a left-wing communist thing, right? So it's LGBTQPA. Pedo and animal. And there may be some more added, but it's all coming from the same cauldron, the same witchcraft, the same Satanism. If you're gay or anything like that, I suggest you get away from any kind of these groups like that, because they're not about your liberation. They're about enslaving you into to do the bidding of the matriarchy for the purpose of Lucifer. And they're very serious about their God, the God of Islam, Lucifer. Right? That's why you throw people, you throw gays off the building and throw women, you know, you'll beat the crap out of women and then you march in the women's liberation thing because Trump is the bad guy. Now, the level of mocking of the Washington Post and CNN, I can't even emphasize how much they are the enemy. I mean, we're a couple clicks away from a shooting war. That's, you know, who you'd shoot, right, in a shooting war. Right? You take over the Ministry of Propaganda. You would not let them continue. You'd have to knock them out, cut the head off the snake. I mean, that's basically where it goes. We're not at war. We're at peace. And we're having some kind of coexistence, but all they do is lie. The biggest one was about, you know, the idea of shaming, delegitimizing Trump every day, and then celebrating the women's march, which is really the castration of men and the new matriarchal order. It's got nothing to do with equality at all. Never did. It has to do with the matriarchy of Satan and, you know, the real world order, bringing it forth. That's about all I can say about it. I mean, you know how evil the people that work at CNN are, from the cameraman to the people that are the secretary to the receptionist to the lighting people to the camera people. They're all evil. To the extremely evil hosts, because they're all working for the same thing, the overthrow of the United States. They are completely treasonous and 100% disloyal and 100% hating America and want it overthrown. And that's what these people all have in common. They march because they want to overthrow America. Trump is just kind of an excuse to have the march. Most of these people wouldn't know what day it is if you ask them anything on the street. They're zombies. It's the zombie apocalypse, basically, is what it is, led by zombie women who have dabbled too much in the witchcraft. The Secret of Harvest Home, the witchcraft, The Handmaid's Tale, the witchcraft, the matriarchy, the hidden matriarchy, which represents the totalitarian global New World Order. So they call Trump Hitler because they are Nazi. Hitler was a socialist. Trump is a capitalist. Hitler is an occultist. Trump is a God-fearing man. But see, that's the man they hate, the God-fearing one. That's the one they want to pummel into the ground. I don't care what he does. They're going to have the Washington Post and CNN and the rest of the alphabet soup agencies and, you know, these all these traitors in the intel and all these horrible people. Horrible, horrible, disgusting devils. I can't even believe that I'm even here. This is just so much hell, isn't it? It's complete hell. I mean, I don't know what you know, give me the lake of fire. You know? A lot easier. So anyway, that's my, I had to get that off my chest here because I just see into this. I see this thing, you know, that I've seen before. And then I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep now. Take a few Z, can't do it. I'm so disturbed by what I've seen. You see, it's not just what I saw yesterday. It's the 2 days combined into one day. I saw the ISIS part. I saw the McCain part. I saw the matriarchy. I saw the leaders. I saw the whole junta of it, you know. I saw what they want to do, and I see exactly that it would be how they would go about it if they got power. Well, you'd have to fight it out, because otherwise they'd just come pick you up and kill you. I mean, it's on that level. So they're afraid that Trump will round them up, because that's what they would do. They're yelling that Trump is a Nazi and KKK because that's what they are. That authoritarian, leftist, socialist, witchcraft, Satanist, pedophilia trafficking people, baby killing, etc. The divine right of Satanists, the killing of the babies, the selling of the body parts, the dismembering, the causing wars, the bombing of Russia, on and on and on and on. That's that spirit. It's that spirit that disturbs, so disturbing. Notice how all these women hate God as well. It's all a God-hating, as much God-hating, I saw more God-loving and God-worshipping from the president that I've ever seen in my life, from any president. And then I've seen more God-hating and more stepping on the flag and laughing about killing babies and all that. Total disrespect of everything. And something has to be done about these people. I mean, it's really an us or them situation at this point. And the same thing goes for the media. It's either us or them. It's not like the media, that we can coexist forever. We can't. So, you know, there is no rest for the weary here. You know, it's just going to be vigilance. And, you know, I try to protect Trump as much as I can when they post shots of, you know, the very beginning of the day when people are just starting to fill into the, you know, to the inauguration, and they show those pictures of empty spaces and say, see, he's got no one there, and look at all these people. Or they show, you know, 10 times more of these women marching to make it look really huge. They go, oh my God, it just went away. It's so much more than, and then they go, Hillary Clinton would win by 30 points now because that's how popular she is. I mean, that's how this whole thing, it's so sick. It's so dangerous. It's so unhinged. It's so psychotic. It's so evil. It's so twisted that it's enough for me to desire to not have been here in the first place. I just can't. I can't look at things like this. I'm way too sensitive a soul. I'm just not cut out for this kind of thing. You know, this is not for me. I admit I must be a pussy because I just absolutely cannot handle this level of evil that I've seen over the last 24 hours. I actually just have no frame of reference for it, and I don't think I can handle it. You know, I guess what I'm seeing is what they would do if they could. You know what I mean? I'm just cutting to that, into the spirit of the thing, rather than looking at where we are at right now. And that's the disturbing thing, what the spirit would want to do if it could. So just doubling down, you know, I realized that, you know, Hollywood's not your friend, is your enemy. The news media is the enemy. These women are your enemy. The authoritarians are your enemy. The technocrats are the enemy. I mean, it's vast. And yet here are the God-fearing people, just a small group, relatively speaking, you know. And it doesn't matter if Trump saves health care. I have every confidence that he would save health care and make it so it works for everybody, for a lot more people. They're going to nickel and dime him every step of the way and try to block and obfuscate. They don't want him to do anything because they don't want success. They want pain. They want the people in pain. They want the people in poverty. They want the people sick. That's the whole point of this march, is to make people sick, to castrate the males, to put everyone under authoritarianism of this matriarch. You saw how nasty Madonna was. You saw how nasty the spirit of these people are. You saw how nasty Michael Moore is. You see how nasty they are, right? You understand it's war. Well, I haven't seen a movie. I haven't been able to focus on any movies because I see people that in them are the enemy, and so I can't watch them. I don't want to give them money. I don't want to give them anything. They're my enemy. I don't want to feed them. I think, like I said, the idea of celebrity is the worst thing we've ever done in a society, to make these people into somehow royalty and icons that influence people. I think that's the worst thing that we've ever done. They're under control, right, from the next thing up the hierarchy. Then they control the masses. And I think that is absolutely disgusting because they are despicable people. By and large, celebrities are just awful, despicable people. And then there are the exceptions who are gracious. But, I mean, that's very rare, and usually it's a God-fearing person that is gracious when you have that kind of temptation around. Most people just go corrupt. I would say Madonna is corrupt through and through, and there's nothing there to listen to, but people do listen to her, you know, just like they listen to Katy Perry and they listen to these singers and dancers and things as if they know something. They haven't been on the path. They don't know anything. All they've been doing is arguing with their agents and managers to try to get more. They want more limelight, more light, more limelight, more money, more this, more that. I, narcissism. Very refreshing how Trump used the word I 3 times in his speech, and the word we something like 47 times, and there's also we and us some more, but referring to I, where he had to, about 3 times. Obama, 75 times. Do we want that kind of scumbag to be running things? Yes, he would be authoritarian, totalitarian. And if you don't think the way they think, off with your head. You know, it's basically, that's it. Castrate all the males. You know, eliminate through eugenics. Pick whatever color you want. Turn people into robots. You know, tell them they bring back euthanasia. Every evil thing you could imagine, these people want to do. And I could see it yesterday when they were marching around. I could see it because when you ask them a question, they don't have an answer. Not one, not even one of all the people I saw that were interviewed, not one had an intelligent or a common sense kind of answer like, why are you marching? What rights don't you have? And they could not answer the question. Trump is a misogynist. Oh, well, the hijab you're wearing is, you know, represents misogyny. You understand that? No, Trump is the, you know, and around and around. You know, we should have had Hillary because Hillary would have, you can obviously see by all these crowds of people, Hillary would win by 30%, they're saying. The Washington Post puts out pictures of the inauguration being half empty and saying, see, Trump has no one. Hillary would win by 30%. CNN colluding with them. When you see the real picture of what it was, you see people back to the Washington Monument. Then you have other newspapers coming out and saying, you know, like the Associated Press says, Trump said there were people back to the Washington Monument, and then they go wrong again. I went and looked at the picture, and they're back to the Washington Monument. What about that don't they understand? Every bit. The AP is in to do him in. Reuters is in to do him in. Washington Post is in to do him in. Brennan, all these intelligence guys are in to do him in. They're all in to do him in. Because we live in hell, that's why. You peel it back, 1,000% evil and no light. There is no light here. We died. We wound up here. I don't know what happened, but something went wrong, very wrong. And I wish someone could convince me that there is anything other than delusion that is good. Because I haven't seen it. You know, we're just in a very precarious situation. Well, we shouldn't really be here. I mean, that's the one thing. I can tell you that 1,000%. We should not be here. Because you pull back the cover and you see what it is, 1,000%. Put the cover back over, it's back to 50-50, Disneyland. So the only way these people advance is to kill their families and kill people and, you know, involve themselves in all this criminality and, you know, slave trade and war trade and the weapons trade, drug trade, whatever. And those, they run the world. Okay, great. So there's no light there. And all the rest of us are just kind of whistling by the graveyard, you know, trying to do the right thing, trying to live a good life. With you know, and yes, I suppose there's some kind of temptation that if you join them over there and then their darkness and criminality, you too can, you know, wield the reins of power. But here's the problem with that. You go there, there is no you anymore. So that's out, right? So you try to, you know, it's very dystopian. It's like, it has a nice thing. I have a house here. It's like a little fan going and there's some nice stain on the wood ceiling beams and things like that. And yeah, there's a certain order. But it's what's the difference between that and dystopia? It's just like the dystopia is here, but there's this layer of niceness that it's getting chipped away when you see people burning the limo on fire and they're breaking the windows. I mean, these are the same people you see in France that are, you know, I remember they lit this guy's car on fire while the cop never got out. I think he got burned alive in there. But they have these professional little things that start fires and break windows, you know. These are professional agitators. Well, they got rounded up, some 230 of them, thank God. And they got booked for rioting. Felony rioting carries a sentence of 10 years in the slammer. I believe, I don't know whether it would be a state crime or a federal crime, but it would be, you know, I guess they would have to, you know, be nice if we had a secretary of a Department of Justice head. It would be nice if, you know, the AG, Jeff Sessions, but they're going to go ahead and slow walk everything to obscure so that the first 100 days goes by without any accomplishment. They're going to do everything they can to go to war because it's the whole globe against Donald Trump. Because Trump represents the opposite of the Handmaid's Tale. Trump represents the opposite of the matriarchy. The matriarchy is the thing that rules the earth. Always has. And it's the thing that was spoken of in Ezekiel 17 beginning in verse 13 by the Lord about the women who sew armholes. And that's another thing that triggered me too. That's very disturbing prose right there in the Bible. But it showed me that, you know, well, at least the Bible's accurate about what's going on, you know. And then I asked the Bible teacher about it. They said, you know, we don't know what you're talking about. And so I realized I'm in frickin' hell, because I go there with a verse that says, what's this mean, teacher? And they say, that doesn't mean that. And how do you know what I was going to say? You know? Oh. It's really, there's just a hair trigger away from, you know, this whole thing going off the cliff. I don't think it's that organized. I mean, I understand the women marching is organized in the spirit. The women marching are the same, they're the same spirit as the rioters. They're identical to the rioters. They are the rioters. It's just another face of the same beast. So that's what they brought out the last couple of days to go against no KKK, no fascist Trump. And, you know, and we want peace, and, you know, we don't want Trump's hate while they burn the city down, while they've smashed the windows, while they beat people, while they punch people in the face. I, for one, can't stand it. I mean, if it were up to me, I would be a fascist. I would round them all up, and I'd put them in FEMA camps, and they would never get out. I would, you know, I might even make a send them off in outer space. Send them off and just let them fight it out amongst each other. Or get an island, you know, put together one of those Chinese islands out in the middle of nowhere where they can't ever get off. Dump them all out there and just let them fight it out there. But whatever I would do, I would definitely separate myself from them if I had the power. I don't, and I'm obviously being ridiculous. But, you know, I would, a life, there is no coexistence with these people. You understand that? They're going to keep complaining, and they're going to keep punching through windows. They're going to keep making inane, stupid, you know, everything they say is nonsensical. Nothing makes sense. You give them the definition of fascism, and they I don't care. Trump's a fascist. Well, Trump is for freedom, and he's trying to liberate, too, the inner cities. He wants to do a lot of good here. I don't care. He's a fascist. He's you know, you just can't live in a situation like this. It's intolerable. Where the people, I guess, they have no brain, or what happened to them? Why are you marching? What rights don't you have, woman? What rights don't you have that you need to march for? What equal rights do you not have? Trump's the problem, you know, right? Right? No, he's going to take away our ability to kill our babies. We can't have that. That's the most sacred right we have. And so they're marching to castrate men and kill their babies. And that's the two things they wanted. That's the vibe of what they're doing. And Trump represents the man that they want to castrate. He represents the male. He represents the thing they've been trying to do. And I believe that all the push toward making everybody queer. Everybody isn't queer. You know that. I mean, the biggest losers and all that. I mean, I hate to make a joke, but the gay people I've known in the past would be horrified how all this influx of new people has ruined being gay. Never mind. That's a joke. You'd have to understand. I'm not going to explain it. But you know, the whole push of all this feminization of men. Let's just put it that way. Is social engineering. It has to do with totalitarianism. And it has nothing to do with anything else but that. To make these males docile. And you saw them. They're literally docile. They're there as putty in the women's hands, and they have no opinion of their own. They're just there, you know, without a clue. Without an identity. Without, you know, almost like erasable. And then the ones with the bandito thing and the trained agitators that are very, you know, they're going and doing what they can. They don't care. They don't care what the issue is. They're just paid to break stuff, and that's how they go do it. Next is they want to fly the flags of ISIS, put on the ISIS uniform, start training, and start killing masses of people. I mean, that's the next phase of this, of the Women's March. And the agitation going on at the inauguration. These are the same people. It's a criminal, leftist, globalist cabal and completely criminal and completely up to the eyeballs in the pedophilia, the child sex trafficking and child murder. Because, you know, the covens and whatnot, they have to have children to sacrifice, right? So that's what's driving it, isn't it? Witchcraft? Isn't that so? They got their witch queen got slapped down, so this is their vengeance, right? Their march. They don't fool me 1 minute. I know exactly what they want to do. There are some here. There was one that was next door for a while, and we had her number. You know, we understood. They want everybody to conform to the system. They're the ones that push the conformity. Yes, I understand. And if you don't conform, they're the ones that want to then shame you and humiliate you publicly so that you have, you're filled with guilt and shame and make you into a laughing stock and soft kill you if you don't comply. That's the women vibe. That's the same as Handmaid's Tale. That's the coven, which is run by the women, which is the sisterhood, which is the women who sew armholes. This is the same group of wicked women. And I dig women, man. I mean, you know, I'm not down on women at all, because they certainly didn't represent the whole world of women. You had, you know, a certain number of them, but they were the same type of spirit. These are women I've tended to stay away from, the Jezebel spirit, the controlling Jezebel. You know, but it goes deeper than that. You know, it's the conformity today is to be emasculated as a man. That's what I mean by conformity, by the way. And, you know, to whatever the social ethos is to join in with it, with a collective, to be part of the collective, the hive mind, you know, whatever they make you do. But then you dutifully do what they make you do. And then they'll make an example out of somebody who's holding out. And they'll make him pathetic. And these kind of women, they like to laugh at a guy as he's failing, as he's falling. They ha, 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 see? See? You were smart. You went along. See what happens? You see what happens? You know what I mean? There's that attitude, right? And that was the attitude on steroids yesterday. Oh, my God. Everywhere. So, you know, how to avoid... Oh, the other thing was that I realize now why they want to disarm, why they want to have all the gun control and Sandy Hook and all the little staging of events and the killing of people, all the false flags they've done, because they have to get the guns from the men, from patriots, from, you know, that's the, because they're at war, the war they're at, that they've shown themselves, they're at war with the patriots. Who put Donald Trump in office? It was the patriots, right? Mainly. And they used to be Democrats or Republicans, whatever, it doesn't matter what they were. There was really the patriotic community is what put him over the top. And they happened to be Democrats and Republicans and various stripes, but there's a certain kind of person, right? And these are people that they want to disarm quickly, because they can't really do what they want until they don't care if they're armed. That's okay. They have to disarm the patriot, meaning the testosterone, meaning the family guy, meaning, you know, the traditional person, meaning the God-fearing one. Them, they don't want to have guns, those people. But for the leftists, the ISIS people, all that, sure, go ahead. The rioters, yeah, go ahead, arm them so that they could then shoot the patriot. I'm telling you, I could see they want to kill us all. That's what the most disturbing thing. I know in their hearts they want to kill us all. I saw Madonna wanting to kill every last one of us. You know, that she wants complete, total conformity and compliance and hates the individual and wants to rule over the hive. So, you know, you cut one witch queen off. Knowing what I know about the spiritual battle and about how serious all this is, I would definitely prosecute Hillary Clinton to the full letter of the law. And if it leads to the opening of the whole pedo gate and all that stuff, I would go ahead and throw all of them in jail. And, I mean, it would just be a, I don't care how powerful they are. I care who they are. But I would just start, you know, draining the swamp for real. Because these people marching and rioting are the pedophiles. Okay, they are the human traffickers. They are the Comet Ping Pong. They are that. And notice they're Hollywood, right? Are the honchos in Hollywood? Like, Michael Moore acts like he's some kind of general in an army, that he's giving orders to the troops. Who the F made him a general of anything? But in that hierarchy, he is a general in that army. And when he says jump, they say, how high? Yes, sir. Right away, sir. And do it. Where did he get that power? So I saw just, you know, like I saw behind the curtain. And I was like, oh, my God, this is 100 billion times more evil than anyone thinks it is. This makes the Washington Post some of the most disgusting, despicable people that ever drew breath. They must be treated as such, as pariahs. But look, their society. You are the pariah, not them. But they don't have any readers. No, it doesn't matter. You see, they have, it's the perception that it's the famous Washington Post. And then I saw them lie like four times yesterday. They lied. CNN lied about 10 times. MSNBC, the rest of it, it's just lie. Now it's go into ridiculous lies. The newest one is the Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. They're still running. They're still trying to push that narrative, which, of course, there's no truth to it. But, and there's no proof or truth. And yet the intelligence agencies colluding with CNN, colluding with all these people, all colluded together to roll Trump. They never wanted him inaugurated. But he got inaugurated now. So they're like, okay, he'll never make it 4 years, is what Michael Moore said. Michael Moore is tuned in with the globalists. He's like at the meeting. So let's just call him a honcho, because he's just as much in as Soros is. So he said he won't last 4 years. So I understand the game plan to shame. It's not enough to destroy his presidency. It's to shame him. To personally, the witches want to personally humiliate him, publicly castrate him, if you will, you know, in a symbolic way, so that he is a laughing stock, so that nobody would ever try to do that again. Gives new meaning to the song, the new Mother Nature taking over by the guess who. Ew. What a bunch of, almost said that, losers. She's getting us all, huh? Screw you, buddy. Up yours, man. Thank God I don't take dictates from slime like you. Well, they may be talented people, you know, whatever, that was a long time ago. What was his name? You know, and everyone loves that singer, and I forget his name now. Because I want to forget his name. Because I don't like that song. Because I'm not letting the new Mother Nature get me, okay? I'm not going to succumb to the Women's March, okay? I'm not, you know, I'm not going to just surrender and let Satan have me, is what it really is. That's the new Mother Nature, isn't it? It's all about nature. My nature is I want to do this and I want to do bad things. So just give in to it. You know what I mean? And, you know, make sure you give in to it, you know, in a community setting so that they can welcome you into the fold, and then you'll never get out. Yes, they love to trap you so you never get out. It's all about trapping you. Trapping you and then making you a vampire, so you have to go out and now you have to go out and feed, you know, now you have to go out and do for them, now you have to fork over your children or your wife or whatever to anyone that wants them if they're above you in ranking, or to have children ruling over you, or whatever kind of, you know, backwards thing it is. It's and the whole gamut of it. And these people that are good for nothing, most of them, they don't even have the guts to kill themselves. They just go on like that, and that's slavery. I don't think anyone should kill themselves, because obviously the only chance you have at redemption is you have to be alive. And if you blow this, you've entered into a world of hurt that you can't get out of. So, you know, you can't do it. Oh, I'm trying to, very hard to. I was feeling pretty good with Trump. You know, I mean, it was bothering me what they were doing, but then, you know, when they launched the burning and the breaking of the glass and thing, I just, and then you talk to them, they have no clue why they're doing it. They're just paid to do it, or they're told to do it, or they, it's Trump is KKK, and it's like, wait, the KKK was Democrats. It was the party of Hillary Clinton. It was the same people that they objected to the getting rid of slavery after the Civil War, so they formed the KKK to lynch black people as to keep them in line and to intimidate them from being able to be normalized citizens in the world because they were so butthurt over losing their precious Civil War. I mean, why doesn't anyone even know that? They have no KKK, no Trump hatred. And these slogans are saying they have nothing to do with reality. And these people have no basis in reality. They're stupid, all of them. In other words, you ask them a question, they can't tie their shoelaces. They don't know what they don't know how to respond to a normal question. How did they get that stupid? They weren't born that way. I didn't come from a world where people are as stupid as these people, as the marchers. But they are dumber than dirt. They're dumber than anything that I've ever seen in my life. You know, I've played in bands at for places with handicapped children. You know that that they used to call retarded, but you know that's a pejorative term. Now the term would just be handicapped. You know, they're just challenged children. With, you know, very low IQs and whatnot, and needing to be institutionalized to exist. And they're smarter than the people marching. How'd that happen? How is it that somebody, you know, something like the Variety is out saying that Madonna had a powerful speech, just like Meryl Streep? Meryl Streep's speech was stupid. It was not powerful. It was just some, you know, complaining bitch complaining about something that never happened and doing a, you know, putting on an acting job, because she was part and parcel with this whole movement. That's everyone's playing their part. I wish I could unsee the movies I've seen with Meryl Streep in them. I wish I could unsee them all and unsee her and never see her again. You know, the thing I hate about these people more than anything is they want to get in your face and mess with you. They can't just live. I don't feel a need to get into their face and convince them of anything, but they want to get into my face and stop me, change me, attack me, kill me, you know, pervert me, screw me up, mess my kids up, mess my everything up. But I don't never felt the need to go mess with them or with their families or anything of it. Please don't do that with me. But see, their rule is they're hypocrites. So you see, their rule is they are not going to be happy till every last single person complies or dies. And I saw that murderous spirit, and I realized they would not hesitate in mass death. They would not hesitate in genocide. I don't care if it's 1 billion people that they deem unworthy. I would not be surprised if they somehow made a rule that all males, except the ones that were chosen for their whatever, should be castrated or eradicated from, you know, the population. I would not be surprised if they had a list of God-fearing people to put to death, beginning with Trump. They hate Trump because he's a man that's God-fearing, and he's an actual male, an unapologetic man. Guy who knows how to fight, a lion man. And they are going to trip over themselves and kill themselves to get this guy, no matter what it takes. This one man, Trump, has mobilized all of them. Trump versus tens of millions of people. And yet Trump wins. Because Trump is earnest before God. These people are lying and deceitful people. And you can tell that whenever anyone tries to talk to them, whenever anyone tries to ask a question, they cannot answer. So the Washington Post, all these other people, they're trying to find the enemy. They're trying to find out who is the enemy. Who is the enemy out there? Shame them. It's the American patriot who likes God. It's the gun owner. It's the ex-Democrat who's the laborer who wants a job again. They're the enemy. No, they're not the enemy. They just want to have a chance to feed their families and have some dignity. And Trump's trying to give it to them. And if he gives people dignity and decent health insurance and a leg up, a chance to expand and, rebuilding these inner cities and stuff. Detroit's already underway with the Quicken Loans guy and the whole music program and entertainment program they have for downtown Detroit. So an influx of more money and more attention and more everything that Trump wants to do would really probably set that city a sail, And believe me, they will hate it. They will try to block him every step of the way. Every step of the way. Just like Obama. His whole goal was to destroy the United States and make everyone as miserable as possible. He did it through this double deception. Alex Jones yesterday was marveling over this idea that they know double speak so well. They know satanic speak, which is backwards speak. And they're so smooth at it. He says it's utterly supernatural. I want to verify that. I want to be a witness to that. Yes, that gift that they have, that you're alluding to, that gift of the backwards speak, they receive that when they're initiated into their group or whatever, and as they thrive and they work in the system, slowly they get that over time until they're 100% that way, and that makes them a different species. It makes it like what happened to Nimrod. It makes them a different category altogether. They're no longer that which made them human is they're no longer human in that sense. And that's why they can do that so perfectly well without missing a beat, without making a mistake. They don't make mistakes. All they know is they want us gone. They want the world to themselves, and they're willing to kill to get it, and they're willing to do it by deception to make it look like there's some kind of movement of marching for women's rights. What rights do they not have? Okay, so what's the march? Well, we don't like Trump because he's a fascist. Not a fascist or KKK. That's obviously these are labels that don't apply and they never have applied. So what's the problem? What has he done? Here's another question that people could ask and they can't answer. It's like, what has Trump done? He hasn't even been there 2 days. What's he done? Well, he says, Michael Moore is putting himself out there to stop the Trump carnage, he says. The carnage. So what carnage do you mean? And then there's no answer again. He's guilty. He needs to be put to death. Well, what's the charge? It doesn't matter what the charge is. Guilty of everything. And the supporters, they got to die too. They're guilty of everything. Everything you can think of, they're guilty of. They're obvious lawbreakers. So that's, and I say the disturbing part of all that is to know that cannot change. Okay, that cannot change. You, what you can hope for is that the numbers are such that, you know, the good guys could be in power and fix some things. Because if they stayed in power with Obama, Obama's one of their big heroes. He's a master of backward speak. Anyway, or I will say devil speak, which is not a forked tongue. It's more sophisticated. It's the ability to present things, you know, in a positive light that looks positive and forward moving, and really they're talking about something completely opposite, and to have people accept it. You know, to accept their own demise. That's a big satanic trick, and you can only do that if you're a master at that kind of manipulation through speak. But I don't want to get into that. Look, it's the thing is that I perceive this danger, and my warning to Trump is I would take these people very seriously, and there's nothing that is symbolic or coincidental. It's all evil. It's all meant for 1,000% harm. Mr. President, I feel that you have been too nice to the Clintons, having them take a standing ovation bow. I feel that, you know, you trying to give them a pass when they may be involved in human trafficking, these will be the seeds of your demise should you make those mistakes like that. I don't know what you're doing because, you know, maybe he's doing a deception thing of his own. I don't know. Honoring the Clintons, though, is, you know, spirit cooking, human trafficking, pedo gate, pizza gate, Podesta, you know, Hollywood, all this stuff. You know, it's just really, really bad. He had them take a standing ovation, bow, you know, goodbye. And I'm like, so does that mean you're not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton for the CGI? No, they quietly disbanded it to get rid of the evidence. But it looks like they're gotten a walk. You know, maybe they will testify against somebody else. I don't know. Maybe we will see no progress on this Pizzagate thing, you know, because it's just too much. Or maybe we'll see no progress on, you know, the pedophile island or the rest of it. Maybe there'll just be no progress at all on any of this stuff. But one thing is for sure, you know, Trump is a God-fearing person, and, you know, there was a lot of that going on. And with all these riots and everything, it seems like Trump once again is at the center of the entire world and the center of what God is doing. Now, I have to think that the Lord, you know, took us on this journey, something that we've seen things that should never have happened that indicate that it's going to happen more and more and more. In other words, my belief is that these people are on their way out. They cannot handle the light of day. Now, look what hypocrites they look like now. Now, I know they don't care. I know the Washington Post doesn't care what a hypocrite it is, or CNN or all these other places. They don't care. They're all in it together. But you see who the enemy is, right? It's Hollywood. It's the news media. It's the marchers and the rioters. They're all part and parcel of the same thing. They're all the same. And somebody else was writing something, you know, that they were so disturbed that this was a woman saying that she had so many friends before and that they're being divided. And I'm like, yes, my response is, yes, the Lord divides us. Sheep and the goats, he'll divide them. And he'll divide us from the people that are the worlders. You know what I mean? And this is a great divide that's going on right now. That doesn't mean that every Trump supporter is a God-fearing person, far from it, but, you know, they're on the path of truth anyway, and that leads to God ultimately. And then, of course, you have to make your own mind up what you're going to do. But my suggestion is to throw yourself on your face and never look back and just beg the Lord to take you and just keep going. You know, like Jesus said, you know, he who puts his shoulder to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I mean, just keep going and don't look back. There's nothing else to see. There's nowhere else to go. There's no other possibility for you on the earth. There's no thing you're going to go do that's going to just be the big deal, you know, the game changer that you've been looking for all your life. It ain't going to happen. Life doesn't deliver what it promised. It's your promises, your fantasies from your youth. They're never going to be fulfilled. Okay? Go with the Lord. Well, I'm going to take a time off. No, don't do that, because you know what he said. He said, let the dead bury the dead. You want to go off and bury your father? You want to go off and try some kind of a thing in Satan's kingdom? Something you wanted to do? Then you'll come back? He would say, let the dead bury the dead. He said that. So once you're with the Lord, you just don't look back. That doesn't mean you can't, you know, get an airplane if you want and fly it around. It doesn't matter about any of that stuff. That's all secondary. Yeah, no, there's jealousy out there. I hear there are people that said if you have an airplane, you can't possibly be in the kingdom of God because it's like the rich man in the kingdom of God. It's not true. It's that people that have money as their focus or anything else as a focus can't be with the Lord because they got this other thing as a focus. It could be, you know, people focusing on power and not money, let's say, or focusing on lust or focus. I don't know what they'd focus on, but I'm focused on this, you know. It just seems everything is so transitory to me. Everything is so interchangeable, like, you know, my body, for example, or this, you know, I'll be gone from here, and then, you know, all these material things that surround me, you know, the house and this and that, it's just, I'm gone. There's no connection. It's just over. You know, I see everything like that, like disconnected. I don't see any way of winning here because I know we leave, you know. What I've got to do is figure out how I can leave. And I'm looking forward to that, by the way. But, you know, like they say, you can't take it with you. That includes reputation. That includes accomplishments of the past. You don't take anything. You leave here naked. It doesn't matter what you did. The wise man and the fool are equal in death, right? The guy that's accomplished everything and the guy that's accomplished nothing, they're the same in death. They're identical. So, you know, I can see some people have had a career of like lying on the beach and they said, well, God told me to lie on the beach. Okay, well, that's good. You know, it's the diversity out there is amazing. There's some amazing things he could say, he could tell you to do. But my only solution to this thing that I'm seeing, the horror of this world, is Jesus Christ and the blood of Christ to wash clean my sins and to pay the contract to the devil and let me go. Because, see, without Jesus, I can't get out of here. I'm going to be here. Probably there's reincarnation on some level, and I would be back here again. I can't imagine being back here again. Now, well, I guess if I was stupid, that might be kind of fun. Until it isn't. Because everyone needs to feed. So at some point, someone's going to try to feed on you. You know, get control of you and just slowly kill you while being your friend. Isn't that the way it works here? It's so evil. Oh, God. Anyway, I've got this song, Aren't You Curious, as to... Okay, so that was like an hour and a half rant right there, right? Hour and 13 minutes. Okay. So this song, when I began, I called it Sabotage. And you heard it felt light and airy, but there was something dark about it too. And, you know, I went to work in the middle of the night last night to come up with some lyrics because I just, you know, this thing was irking on me so bad. I had to do something. You know what I mean? I had to do something. And so I'm really so exhausted, it's ridiculous. But the thing that keeps me going is the horror of what I've seen the last 48 hours. It's been pure abject horror, ladies and gentlemen. I did get to sleep after Trump was inaugurated, but I couldn't set well because of the horror of realizing that there are two different species. You know, there's this and there's that, and there's going to be no coexistence. Okay, I'm going to play this. So bear with me. It's not perfect yet, but I mean, it's, you know, just you might be interested to see, well, what did I do with the song that you heard yesterday? with the instrumental that you heard. He did some more to it, and so here you go.
Happy me. Dance around. See the clouds.
You thought of something else.
Just putting some lyrics on there today. I don't know if some of those are going to have to go, but yeah, you know, it needs to be mixed and all that, and I might mix some of that stuff in. But basically, it's about why do you complain? Why do you ruin everything? Why do you destroy? Why do you do that? We're going to go to war with you, okay? We're going to war. So that's kind of the upshot of it. That's what I was thinking, and Really? Yeah, I liked it. But, I mean, it, don't you feel the vocals are a little bit forced in there? I mean, well, I had to have something. I suppose I could have just picked up a guitar and played something and then put some vocals over it, but I had this. I started experimenting around with it, and, you know, so it's, you know, you're getting my process. So then next thing, they'll be different lyrics, probably, you know, different vocals here and there. You know, some stuff will be, I'm kind of tending to want to leave alone that what part that builds to a crescendo, and maybe putting in some kind of distortion guitar there or something. But I see, that's the messy angst I was feeling. You know what I mean? What do you think, Trish? Do you think that angst comes through? And you like the vocal ideas? I think the mix is, you know, coming. I can hear everything that's there. You know, there probably is room for something else. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see. You know, the thing that gets me is that was just a lot of energy that I exhausted in that concentration of getting these vocals down. And then still you'd have to go back and, you know, with more energy that I guess tomorrow, you have to somehow then, you know, wrangle that in and make that sound good and make that sound smooth. And then maybe that's not the right thing either. So it can wear you down by inches, you know, just down till you finally just feel like, you know, a train wreck. But we'll see if that stays or not. But that's what I did last, like 2 hours before the show. I just put that in there, and I just wanted to bounce it off you and see what you thought, you know. But it's got to do with this very thing that we're dealing with right now. This very thing. Oh, and by the way, the original title has always been Sabotage with a J on the end. It's always been Sabotage. Why are there people that just want to sabotage? You know, anything, they just want to derail it. They just, you're on the verge of getting something good going on, and they want to stop it. That's the vibe of it. That's the vibe I get. If Trump succeeds in getting, you know, prosperity going and fixing the inner cities and new sheriff in town and, you know, booking some of these people that are doing the rioting, you know, make an example out of some of them, book them, you know, make sure they understand that if people want to do stuff like that and blow up, shoot cops and blow up police cars and stuff, there's now a consequence. And they can get as mad as they want about it, but there's a consequence. So maybe you think twice before, you know, breaking the windows or, you know, hurting other people or punching somebody in the face. Maybe there's a price to pay, and that will stop the lawlessness right there. But yeah, they say, well, the U.S. has already too many people in jail. Yeah, a lot of that's from drugs. But there should be, maybe there needs to be a new kind of jail system for these new kind of rioters and stuff. I mean, you know, they need to go away for 10 years. If they go to a regular prison population, a lot of these guys are just young, little, you know, like barely out of teenagers, you know, and, you know, they would be, let me put it this way, they'll be fighting over you. Yeah. They're going to learn quick what not to do, and they're going to wish that they never did go on their butthurt excursion of, you know, you did this, you put Trump in there, therefore I'm going to burn your town down because I didn't get what I wanted, you know. And then the university is providing safe spaces. I mean, that's already going on again for people that can't deal with the inauguration. And it's just other people saying, yes, this is just like it was. This is the lefty saying this. It's just like it was before the Civil War. Oh, yeah, what would the issue be? The Civil War was slavery, asshole. What would this be? Some kind of vibe in the air? Well, what would it be? We don't like fascists, and you're the fascist. No, you're the fascist who want to stop free speech. If I have a point of view different, you want to punch me out. That's a fascist. So you're saying no fascist Trump, and then punching people out that might vote for Trump. You want to punch them out, stop them from speaking, yet you're mad about the fascist Trump when you're the fascist. I would say very strong words to you right now. I'm going to try to hold my tongue, but basically, the worst kind of human beings. These are people that get people killed. These are very dangerous people. They're dangerous because they're unstable in every possible way. They have no idea what common sense is. All they know is Trump is the fascist while they act fascist against their fellow man, making sure that nobody has the right to speak. So they basically ruin it for everyone. And, you know, and that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate just because, you know, their attitude is, you know, to ruin everything. If they can't have it, they want to ruin it for everyone else. And there are people like that. They're very selfish, very narcissistic, and yet they go around acting so virtuous, pointing at the other guy. Like Michael Moore, you know, so virtuous while he garners his power and he makes his money and he points people to go attack and burn stuff down and go to jail for him. He's making big time money off it, but nobody that he's commanding around, they're not making a dime off it, but he is making a dime off all this angst and all this destruction. He's making money off it. He's a parasite. He's a hypocrite. He's a snob who's acting like he's down with the struggle. Nothing worse than that. Same thing with the Ashley Judd and the Madonna. They're both, what are they going to do, have their revolution for their mansions? No. No. They're living double lives. They're doing this because they feel they have an audience, that people are going to listen to them. Anyway, I know what they are. They're murderers, and I know exactly what they want to do, and I know exactly who they are. I know exactly who the enemy is, and I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart showing yourself so that I can, you know, file that away where it needs to go, so I know exactly it will never change the rest of this life, so we know exactly where the lines are drawn, and we know exactly who the perps are. We know exactly what their role is. So these celebrity propagandists are there to whip the troops up and doing violence. They're not going to see any jail time. Oh, no. No way. They're the coddled celebrities living in their bubbles. Totally unstable. Their psychosis allowed to run mad and influencing people to break things and screw things up. When it's all just a desperate hope that they can find the limelight again because they've faded from it in recent years. Yeah. Same thing with Mark Ruffalo. He's another one. And they're all doing it under the guise of, you know, this the brilliant, you know, the liberal left for the little guy and all those virtuous things. And it's just virtuous, what? The virtue is gone. The virtue, there used to be virtue, but there's no virtue now. The virtue is with the guy that wants to help rebuild the inner city. The virtue is with the guy that wants to, you know, to fix health care. The virtue is the guy that wants to, you know, do better, you know, fix people's lives. The virtue is to the guy that wants to make sure the families are stay strong. The virtue is with the guy that wants to make sure people are healthy. The virtue is with the people that want to make sure that, you know, people know something when they get out of school rather than just propaganda. The virtue is with the people that want to, you know, make the country stronger so that people can have a higher degree of living within the borders of said country because there's a discipline there. There's a rule of law. There is a reverence there for life, for the law, for the Lord, whatever. For other people, a respect. No, you see, the virtue goes to those people, not people that talk about Trump wanting to have incest with his daughter as some kind of a joke or some kind of rallying cry. That's not any kind of virtue. That's not anyone who's a leader. That is someone who shouldn't lead anything. That is somebody who's obviously mentally ill. You know, I was thinking back of all the things we said about Obama, but the difference is the things we talked about Obama, those were all true. Those were all verifiable facts. What they're saying about Trump, you can't find any fact. Yet they also, it's just like the Russian hacking. Most people that you talk to on the other side who will be doing the rioting, they say that the Russians actually stole the election from the machines and stole it away from Hillary, and that Trump is illegitimate. And they really believe that as they go out and march. So, just something to keep in mind, you know. Something to keep in mind, because obviously there's something very, very wrong with what's going on right now. It just doesn't feel like the past. It feels like it could erupt at any time into a civil unrest, you know, a civil war, some very extreme measures. Because I see these people arming themselves and training to be like ISIS terrorists. And the funny thing is, they were always looking for the domestic terrorist to be, you know, the evangelical or the patriot. There's the terrorist. When in fact now it's these people flying ISIS flags and putting out ISIS propaganda. You know, they're the ones who would be the domestic terrorist. Not somebody God-fearing. But I'll tell you one thing. If they do push it, the God-fearing people have all the guns, okay? And the patriots have the guns. The God-fearing people have the guns. They have so many guns, thanks to Obama. It's unbelievable how many guns are in their hands. And these people would have to do a lot of buying of guns to even get to about a 10% of what's out there in the population. There's more guns in the United States than there is in the entire world combined. And the people doing the rioting are pretty much unarmed. So it doesn't take a genius to figure out what would happen in a conflict. If it's going to be that kind of conflict, it would be pretty much a no-brainer. It wouldn't even be a battle. So people in glass houses, right? I mean, so I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, are they going to train their own to have guns and do terror acts, and then they're going to give them a pass? Or in the new Trump administration with a new sheriff in town, they're getting prosecuted to the letter of the law. Maybe, with good law enforcement and good policies legal-wise regarding terrorism, domestic terrorism, rioters, whatever, with law enforcement involving all this, which we never had with Obama, maybe some law and order, some peace on the streets could ensue. But it looks like to me these people are going to be marching every day. And, you know, did anyone get in trouble for burning up the limousine? No, it's like, well, so what? So what? It's in my way. I burned it down. So what? I don't have to pay for it. No, someone should have to pay for that. Someone should have to pay for the breaking of the windows of the Starbucks, or whatever they broke the window of the Bank of America, or whatever those windows were. Someone should have to pay for that. If they're guilty of rioting, I think there's a fine of $25,000. It should be $100,000 for all of them. There should be a fine, and then if they can't afford it, you know, if they get out of prison, you know, they should be put on some sort of payment program. And I guarantee you do a little bit of that kind of stuff and there would not be any rioters again, because people would have to think twice, do I really want to do the time? You know, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. But that's going to dawn on them. Oh, look what happened to so-and-so. I don't think I want to go that way. But in the era of Obama, there was a lot of encouragement to go, you know, tear stuff up. We didn't get it as bad here as it happened in Europe, but we did get it. So that's what's disturbed me overnight, folks, this marching and seeing into the spirit of it, you know, seeing the satanic spirit, you know, which is basically death, destruction, lying, you know, all the spirits that we've seen, lying, for example, pretending to be a paragon of, you know, hypocrisy, violence. You know, fascism meaning to shut the other guy up, to not let anyone have a view except you. You know, this sort of rules for radicals on steroids. In other words, try to get control of the government to the criminals. glorifying the criminal and putting down the law enforcement guy. You know, everything backwards. So, you know, we have a new president, and it's really nice not to have Obama there. But you see what the global communists, that's what they are, the communist global conspiracy, they're going to push it. And it's going to take some law enforcement to knock it down. We don't know if Trump's going to have the, you know, the nerve, because the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to say, you see, he's rounding people up. He's a fascist dictator. We gotta get him, you know, and we have to impeach him and all that. So, you know, that's if he does anything. Okay, well, I'm just slightly exhausted here. And so I will have to go. It's been a rough several hours. And I will be back if anything, God forbid anything else happens today. I should hope today can be a calm day. You know, it was a good day on Friday, it seemed. Even though the rioters were going, I was kind of accepting of it. I got some sleep. And then it seemed like that next day with the Women's March, I got triggered into seeing exactly how all of it connects and how the whole thing connects under people like Soros and the rest of them. I mean, we already knew that, but I mean, you start to see the magnitude of, you know, you start to see that they want to wage war, they want to kill you. You start to feel the spirits of these things. That's what really, really disturbed me. You know, you realize that the celebrities are not your friends, okay? They're there to exploit you, to take money from you, and to tell you to go to hell. You know what I mean? Get the hell away from them. You know, you don't deserve to be up here on our platform with those beautiful people. You, scum, just give us your money, shut the F up, and go away. We will entertain you, and you will be quiet and enjoy it. It's like, nope. Then I will not watch your movies. Then I will not listen to your records. I will not participate in any way, shape, or form. Someone needs to teach you a bit of about humility. Someone needs to teach you how to be a decent person. And maybe if people ignore you enough, and if suddenly you have there's no more money to fuel your career, maybe then you learn something. But you're not going to learn it if I keep putting money in your coffers, if I keep listening to you, if I keep giving you more attention than someone else who deserves it just because you're a celebrity. No, that's just not going to happen with me anymore. I think there's a lot of people that feel the same way. Okay, well, I love you, praying for you, and I will see you next time. And that can be at any time, yeah, because we're in such a volatile time. Okay.